From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Trinidad and Tobago tightens security as the grim prospect of a Gulf War looms near. As the Caribbean worries about the consequences of a war on fuel prices, a top oil analyst in Britain advises the region not to panic. And West Indies Cricket Board says it's not ready for neutral umpires. I'm Pat Whitehorn and this is BBC Caribbean Report. While CARICOM, the OECS and the ACP are yet to formulate any strategies in the event of a war in the Gulf, Trinidad and Tobago is taking no chances. As Deborah Ransom reports, the Twin Islands' major concern surrounds the safety and protection of its oil installations.
This country had the experience last July of men allegedly armed with weapons from Iraq and Middle East guerrilla training who staged an overthrow attempt at the very heart of the seat of government. A contingency planning committee has been set up bringing together the technocrats from key ministries which will have to supervise oil supplies, food, purchase and foreign relations if a war breaks out in the Middle East. That committee meets tomorrow morning, and as its chairman, External Affairs Minister Zahedeh Abasdeo told me, one of its concerns, and the concern of a parallel security council, will be the prospect of sabotage at home. Dr. Abasdeo says one security area to be considered will be possible acts by sympathizers or supporters of Saddam Hussein in Trinidad and Tobago. Sabotage is also on the mind of the head of the local emergency task force, Colonel Mahendra Mathur, whose team has been setting up its own emergency network. He said today that his coordinators will be equipped to immediately report any acts of sabotage as well as look after the usual communication links. It might seem a little drastic to the rest of the Caribbean, but how can anyone take chances here when officials of the ruling party got a reminder of the drastic events of the July coup attempt when gunshots were heard in the area where they held a regular meeting of the party's executive last night in Port of Spain? Debbie Ransom for BBC Caribbean Report.
If war does break out in the Gulf, the ripple effect on third world countries could produce even greater economic hardship. Yet, outside of the United Nations, the third world's voice has hardly been heard on the prospects of war. The African, Caribbean and Pacific Group, the ACP, which brings together 69 nations of the developing world, has also remained silent on the Gulf crisis. I telephoned Guyana's ACP representative in Brussels, Ambassador James Matheson, and asked him why.
I think you would appreciate that since our organization here is largely focused on economic matters, we have not addressed the issue of the Gulf, which is largely a political one, directly. So that in terms of efforts being taken of a contingency nature, I would say that perhaps little has been done.
Yet the ACP represents 69 countries from the developing world, and these countries are those which are most likely to be hardest hit if war breaks out. So why hasn't the ACP taken a position or even issued a statement in the way that we've heard from European countries?
The potential impact on our economies of higher oil prices is one that we could not easily ignore. But I don't think that it would be the easiest of tasks for us to address an issue which is largely political in nature and come out with a common position as the one on the Gulf. So I don't think that there has been an ACP discussion at a political level, even though we are appreciative, I think, of the economic impact.
There is speculation, too, that if war does break out, then aid from countries such as Britain could be diverted away from countries within the ACP to go and assist the war effort. Surely that would be a move that you would be very concerned about.
I suppose if that was indeed the assessment, then yes, one would be concerned. But I think our own assessment seems to indicate that at the level of the multilateral arrangement within Lomé, those funds are structured or organized in such a way that it is unlikely that a short-term developments such as the Gulf would necessarily affect them. At the bilateral level, which is the one to which I think you're referring to, then again, I think that the appreciation here, such as it has been, since I said that we have not really directly focused on it, the appreciation here is more that developments in the Gulf are likely to have a short-term impact.
Guyana's ambassador in Brussels, James Matheson. The breakdown of yesterday's talks in Geneva sent oil prices jumping in New York. The February crude oil contract climbed to $31 a barrel. However, today it settled back at $26.50. But with war now looming large on the horizon, the markets are in a nervous state. I spoke with London-based oil analyst Mehdi Vazi of Kleinwort Benson and asked him if the market was on the brink of panic.
No, I wouldn't call it panic at all, because remember that the oil price now